Good morning, and welcome to the first episode of the YBC podcast. I am Alfie, and I'm joined by my best friend, Miss Megan Mullins.
Hello.
And today we're going to be interviewing one of our newest teachers to the YBC, Mr. Nick Sad.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, yes. So we've got some basic, well, I'd say basic, but we don't know. We've got some good interview questions to ask you. And we'll go from there.
Okay, yep. Meg, fire away.
What inspired you to become a teacher?
What inspired me to become a teacher? That's a great question. When I was in year five, so I was 10 years old, I had a really, really good teacher. His name is Mr. Reese. And he made learning really quite fun for me. I used to find things like maths and science and things like that really, really exciting. But I was never liked reading very much and things like that. So Mr. Reese came along and he really inspired me. And now reading is one of my favorite things to do. So yeah, that's what inspired me to become a teacher.
My
year five teacher, Mr. Terry Reese.
How did you choose a subject to teach?
When I was in comprehensive school, I was doing A-levels, and I did A-levels in maths, geography and science. And science was always my favourite, so I ended up doing my degree in science, and then I did my teaching qualification on the back of that. So that's how I ended up doing it. I'm a science teacher, but I've got maths as well that I can teach as well. But most of my experience has been in primary schools.
God, that's amazing. Fair play. Honestly, you are a really good teacher in this school.
Thank you, Alfie. That's really kind.
You are fitting, to be honest. You are like a part of the YBC family.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
What was your favourite subject when you were in school?
My favourite subject when I was in school. Now, I always liked maths. And I always liked sciences, particularly biology. I like learning about animals and plants and things like that. But then, as I got a little bit older and going through school, I started to really enjoy, as I mentioned there, Mr. Reese really inspired me to get into reading and things. And I used to really enjoy English lessons as well. I wasn't very good at writing stories, but I used to really enjoy reading them. So I think my favourite subject when I was in school would have been biology.
Really?
That was my favourite one. Yeah.
What's yours, Megan? I think my kind of favourite subject, I like to do maths with Paul. I think I've really improved this year.
You absolutely
but
were
I
off.
Think
yes.
I had to go bigger. I needed to go bigger. But can I ask you another question?
Of course you can. You go for it.
Did you always want to work in education, or did you have any other career ideas?
Well, when I was in comprehensive school, all the way through comprehensive school, I wanted to be a nurse.
A nurse?
My mum was a nurse, and I always liked helping people, and I like the mention that I like biology, I like the medical side of things.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be a nurse. And then another teacher, Mr. Yamin Ali, he asked me one day when I was in sixth form if I would go and do a biology lesson to some children in year seven. So I agreed. I went along and did it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And that kind of helped me to come along to be able to follow on to become a teacher.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, what's your question, Meg?
What was the biggest challenge you had to face in the classroom?
The biggest challenge I've ever had to face in the classroom. Do you mean there's lots of different challenges that we have within classrooms, and every classroom is really, really different. I've spent a lot of time teaching in primary schools where there have been, I think the most challenging class I taught in a primary school was in a very small classroom with 36 year six children in it. That was very, very difficult because there was so many children in there and so much extra that you have to do then. Because then if you've got 36 children and you've got 36 books to mark, you've got 36 plan sheets to fill in. You've got the workload increases a great deal, so that's quite challenging. The challenges of YBC are very different to teaching in a school like that, but I much prefer it here.
Yeah. So I was gonna jump on that question and ask, do you sure. prefer primary schools more, or do you prefer like secondary schools?
Most of my experience has been in primary schools.
Yeah.
The only real experience I've had with it within secondary schools has been through, I used to be a tutor outside school, so I used to tutor maths and science.
Wow, that's amazing.
And when I first started in YBC, I was, as you know, Alfie, because I was teaching you,
yeah.
was teaching Key Stage 4, with their maths, and now I'm back, and now I'm down in Key Stage 2. I think Key Stage 2 is where I'm happiest.
Yeah.
Because it's what I'm used to, it's what I've done for all of my career, and I'm a little bit too old to change now.
So back onto the questions now. What was the most rewarding part of becoming a teacher?
The most rewarding part of becoming a teacher, that's an easy question. It's seeing the children develop.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean develop as in develop with their work, you know, to get better at their maths, get better at their English, get better at their reading. But I mean develop as people as well. Seeing them grow up and become young adults,
become like bigger.
Yeah, and that's the most rewarding thing for me.
Ah, that's lovely. Ah, we're at number 7. Ah, that's fantastic. I think it's nice to see him progress. And
it is lovely. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Meg, what's your question? Do we go again, Pio? Yeah? Sorry about that, guys. I'm just going to do another one. How's teaching been, changed over the years? How has it changed?
Oh, it's massive changes over the years. Massive changes over the years. It's become, in some ways, it's become easier.
Yeah.
With the advent of the technology that you can use these days is amazing. The internet and use of computers and use of tablets and things like that has made education much easier for teachers. Plus, it's much easier for learners as well. However, it's become a lot more challenging because there's a lot more demands upon us as teachers. And that can be quite stressful at times.
Yeah. I remember back in primary school, my teacher, she used to have, because you had to have like 3 different classes constantly.
Classes?
Yeah. Wow. Well, obviously they rotated, but she had to have the stress of doing 3 different, well, they were in a class full of 30 children. And when you have to do each young person's work, I think it got a little bit too stressful for her.
Mm.
In the end, she just stuck to our class and we just returned to be the one class.
Just having the one class, yeah. That's probably better, I think.
Yeah. What's your next question, Meg?
So, my next question is, do you have a favourite lesson or a topic to teach?
My favourite topic to teach would be a science lesson, like a biology lesson. But I like to go outside. So come the summertime, we're going to be going out with my class quite a lot, and we do a lot of looking for things in the environment and things like that. So yes, any science I enjoy teaching, that's my favourite.
Oh, that's amazing. What advice would you give to students who want to succeed in school?
Don't give up. Simple as that. Lots and lots of people. If you can do something straight away, then you're not actually learning anything. The idea is that you can't do something to start with. You keep working at it. You keep working at it. You keep plugging away at it. And then eventually you will get better at it.
It's like you need to challenge yourself.
Challenge yourself. Have a growth mindset and don't be afraid to make mistakes.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant. What's your next question, Meg?
So my next question is, how do you handle students who struggle with learning?
Students that struggle with learning, the best way to do that is to actually get to know the student, to find out where they are finding things difficult, which part of the learning are they finding most difficult, and then try and work with them to find a way around it. if they're not going to learn the way that I'm going to teach, then I'm going to need to teach the way that they need to learn. So it's about making the education personal to every single child.
That's fantastic. Cause I know lots of like young people can struggle. They do. Mm-hmm. I can see it quite a lot. Like personally, I can see with other people I've met and other people that I know, they just struggle quite a lot. And I've had, like me and Megan, when Meg sometimes is in math, she doesn't want to do the maths. I'll help you if you want me to.
And that's really good then, because you've got sort of like someone who can.
I appreciate
who
can, that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. What's one thing you wish students understood about teachers?
That we want the best for you. Oh, although even though sometimes it may not feel like it. It may feel like we are getting at you, but we do actually want the best for you.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we do the things that we do. Everybody in this school is really, really committed to the education of the children in front of them.
Yeah.
And we just want that's all we want, is the best for you.
You want to see them like grow, and you want to help them. Because I know a lot of young people, they've come from here and they have succeeded like extremely, and they've done really, really well as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just absolutely amazing. What's your next question?
So my question for you is, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened in your classroom?
I think my classroom now, the classroom that I'm teaching at the moment. Yes. Wow, okay. What's the funniest thing that's ever happened? Probably the other day when I tripped over I've got like a little, everybody else thought it was funny. I didn't think it was that funny, to be frank. But I got like a tough tray and it was full of Lego.
Oh,
and I basically tripped backwards and sat down in a big tough tray full of Lego. Yeah. And if you've ever stepped on some Lego, it hurts if you step on Lego. But if you sit on Lego, yeah,
I can just imagine the pain.
Yeah, it was everyone else thought it was hilarious. And looking back now, it really was. But yeah, at the time it was I didn't know.
Oh,
and especially when I stood up and there was like a little bit of Lego that was still in my shorts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. If you could teach any subject that's not in the curriculum, what would you teach?
Ooh, wow, that's an interesting question. I love to play the guitar. I would like to be good enough to be able to teach people to play the guitar. Unfortunately, I'm not good enough. I'm still learning myself. And it's something that I enjoy doing at home, but I would love that. That would be great if I was good enough to be able to teach young children to play guitar. That would be great.
It was like back last year when you was teaching me, like you showed me that
I taught you a few chords, didn't I?
Yes, and honestly, I'm still like practicing now. I'm getting
to, are you?
Yeah, I've
learned, brilliant, Alfie, well done.
I've learned one song. I think it was Can't Help Falling In Love With You.
Oh yes, yeah. Elvis Presley.
Yeah, I've learned all the chords. Well, not all of the chords. I'm halfway through the song now, but I'm like going for it, and I'm like, oh my god, I couldn't do this back last year. I think that's amazing.
And that's a growth mindset, you see. Yeah. Didn't do it last year, and you haven't given up with it. That's awesome.
That's
good
amazing.
Stuff, Alfie. Well done.
What about you, Meg? Is there anything you're doing at the moment?
I was learning the piano back last year.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But I'm still practicing now and then, but I'm trying to focus on my school learning.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
That's a great attitude to have.
What's your next question?
So my next question is, what's your favourite school lunch or snack?
My favourite school lunch?
Mm.
Wow. Well, we just had Christmas dinner with the school. That was really good.
They do really good Christmas dinner.
What I like to eat during lunch times, I tend to eat something really, really quick because it's usually very busy over lunch time. So something that I can just have in my hand, like a sandwich or something like that.
Something
that's what
quick
I tend to have, something quick to go, because it's very busy time, lunch times. My favorite food, if I had a choice of what to eat, I would probably eat I love Italian food, so I'd probably eat Italian food every day.
Okay. I don't mind Italian food.
No,
I think my favorite Italian food is, I want to go to Rome next year.
Mm.
But I think if I had to go to Rome, I would have to have their pizzas because they put like olives and stuff.
It's amazing. Like, oh. It is. We went to we went to Rome this summer.
Oh,
just
damn.
Gone. Yeah, and the food there is outstanding. The pizzas, the pasta is superb.
If you were a teacher, what job would you have?
I'd probably be a nurse or I don't really know, really. I've done teaching for so long now, and I've enjoyed it for all the time that I've been doing it. So I've never really thought of myself as doing anything else since I've started doing it. Yeah. I'm a qualified therapist. I've got a degree in cognitive behavior therapy. So I think maybe, I could be doing that.
That's fantastic. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. What's your next question?
How do you see education changing in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years? Wow. Okay, the biggest change that's going to be coming through in education at the moment, I think, is the use of AI.
Yeah.
We're as a staff, we're sort of exploring the use of AI at the moment. And I've been really lucky because I've been chosen as one of the ones who's in charge of developing AI across the school, and that's really, really exciting. That's going to be really, really big.
But what I want to know, how do you know that someone's not going to cheat with AI? Because you could tell them to write it in their own words on the AI. So some people, like the examiners, they're going to be like, oh, they've actually got this themselves, they haven't used AI. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the AI tools that are available, they've got and the markers and things like that, they've got checkers.
Yeah.
They've got ways of finding out. I know a friend of mine, Mark's GCSE literacy coursework.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that she does is she puts it through chat. She puts each one through ChatGPT.
Just to see what comes.
And asks, did you write this?
Oh.
And then the answer, the ChatGPT will, obviously, because it's artificial, will be completely honest with them.
It can't lie to you.
Mm.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's, AI is going to be an absolutely amazing tool in our school. Because we got Copilot.
We have, yeah.
Because I think they've only now just started allowing young people to use it because they think they've... But every time I go there, he keeps asking me if I'm a human. I'm like, yeah, I'm a human.
Yeah, it's got to check.
Yeah. I hope I'm a human.
Alien.
Right, what's your next question, Meg?
What's one skill you think every student should learn before leaving school?
Wow, that's a big question. Probably resilience. Because when things are not going your way, when you're finding things a little bit tricky, when you're finding things hard, the easiest thing in the world is to say, okay, I can't do that, and just give up. But with resilience, then you will persevere with it, you'll stick with it, and then 9 times out of 10, you will succeed with it.
Do you think many people have that right now?
Some do. Some are developing it. That's a great question, Megan. Some are developing it, yes. I think it's something that we really need to work as teachers, not just teachers in YBC, but teachers right across. It's something that we really need to work upon, is the actual growth mindset of the pupils, trying to get them to understand that not everything is going to happen instantly.
Wow. What was your favourite school that you've gone to from, like your previous schools to like YBC?
This is
your favorite school?
Easily.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think when it comes to YBC, I think they are like connected. We are all like, well, like Lego bricks, like we all connect.
That's a superb analogy, Alfie. So like that's exactly how I feel about it.
We are literally like
everyone works together. It's like a family, the staff and the pupils as well.
Yeah,
it's great.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen another staff member have a problem with each other at all.
Yep.
As in, even if they did, I don't think they'd tell us, but they work so professionally as well. And I'm like, oh my gosh, in my last school, you'd see the teachers sitting there, like, arguing with each other. I'm like, Why do you show that in front of a class of young people?
Mm-hmm.
And like this school, I come here and I was like, wow, this school's, it's got this harmony. And then